It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and we've been doing this What's On Your Mind segment for a while now, and I realized it's kind of like speed dating. You know, you sit down, you share personal things about your life for about a minute.
Okay,
you try to connect. It's usually pretty awkward and underwhelming. And then you move on quickly to the next and repeat until it's over.
Yeah.
And by the end of the evening, you realize this whole thing has been one giant disappointment.
Yeah. I'm emotionally exhausted.
So with that said, let's start.
Okay.
With Brooke, tell us what's been on your mind.
I have not been tipping my Starbucks baristas.
What?
Why would you say that?
Why?
You've got to hear me out. I am trying to tip them, and this company is making it impossible. So I recently started using the Starbucks app because the Starbucks by my house is open at 5 in the morning, so sometimes I swing by there and grab something on the way to work.
Yeah. App is dope. Oh, my sister loves the app.
And the baristas are so nice, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, this is awesome. Our coffee's just ready. I just walk in, I grab it. Well, the first time, there was no place to put a tip in. So I asked the barista, I'm like, hey, I ordered on the app. Like, how do I tip? And she's like, oh, I think it's in, like, settings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So I come to work, go to settings, flip on whatever I think needs to happen. Okay? Go in the next day. It doesn't happen. There's still no tip.
Uh-oh.
I still can't tip.
Okay.
And I'm like, what's going on?
Oh, no.
Third time, I still can't figure it out. So I called Starbucks headquarters.
Oh, oh wow.
You complained to the manager.
No. Alexis was there. She witnessed it.
I did hear this happen.
You called Starbucks?
Yes.
And she just screamed.
I did scream. I was like, listen, I'm trying to tip your baristas, and nothing that I select in this app is allowing me to do it. And do you know what they said to me?
What did they say?
We'll look into that, ma'am.
Oh, no.
So now I haven't been back to Starbucks because I don't know how to tip.
Because you're ashamed?
I am.
They're the nicest people that work there,
too. You think they don't know that they can't get tipped?
No, I have full conversations with them about it.
Okay.
And I think that they think I'm just being cheap.
Oh, they probably know you as the 5 a.m. lady that doesn't
tip. Yeah, they do. And they're like, does this lady not know that cash is still a thing?
You guys, who cares? You have cash on you right
Absolutely.
Now?
Absolutely.
I got cash on me.
What? Right here. How much money
well,
do you
have? Well, I'm a barista, so people
Everyone
usually tip me cash,
yeah, here you go,
oh, so I have it on
here.
Me.
Here we go.
That's to help you out. Here, Brooke, just take it.
Jeff, give you $1
Just take it for the next time you go to Starbucks so you're not such a horrible disappointment to our show. I apologize on behalf of Brooke. She does not reflect the values of Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. We tip here.
It.
Okay, why don't you call another corporation and complain?
Wow, cool, I get cash.
There you
go. No, that's not for you.
Use it for tips only, please. Jose, what's been on your mind?
Well, you guys, this morning I was telling a story, and I was out in the office. This is like 6 a.m., you know, no one's here. And I'm telling a story about a friend, and at one point they're like, yeah, it's not like I'm going to yell, blank my blank, you blank.
Oh, yeah, right? I heard you say that.
I know exactly
what you meant by that. That's so weird.
Right? You know, okay. Or it's like, hey, come over here, you blank. We're just talking about, like, video games.
But you're really loud.
Culture.
Well,
I'm normal to me, but apparently I am, because all of a sudden I got called into the general manager's office.
Yeah.
Him and I talk about stuff all the time, so I thought we were just chatting it up. I'm like, hey, what's up, boss? And he's like, Jose, close the door.
Uh-oh.
Oh, so I close the door. And I've never been in trouble with our GM. And he's like, you cannot scream blank my blank in the middle of an office or say, come over here, you blank. Like, these are not things that are said. Mm. And if I hear it again, you will be reprimanded. And I'm like shocked. I said, no, sir, you don't get it.
Why are you shocked?
You don't get it.
I was saying, don't blank my blank.
No.
And don't say.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
And so I keep saying these words. And
you
he keeps
really
getting
tried
it.
To explain it?
Yeah, and he wasn't feeling it.
No, you just apologize.
You're too used to an empty office, I think.
That's the thing.
Well, it doesn't matter what context you use the blank in. It doesn't fly.
So that won't happen again.
Okay. And you're really good with common sense.
Yeah. Good luck with your struggles.
Yeah.
Social media coordinator Alexis, tell us what's been on your mind.
So my parents usually kind of go all out for me for Easter, like all my years, even as I'm older in college.
Really? Yes. Interesting.
What do you mean? In college, your parents were doing things for you?
Yeah. yeah, I find eggs around my house. I get a basket.
Yeah, no, I laugh, but me too.
Yeah, it's the best.
My mom still sends me Easter stuff.
My mom sends me candy. Okay.
Yeah, sorry, you didn't get that, Jeff.
Until I had children, I hunted eggs. Yeah.
It's so fun.
So I can't make fun
there
of you.
Go. Exactly. So I woke up on Easter morning, obviously excited. I'm at my mom's house, and I go downstairs, and there's nothing.
Oh, no.
I didn't see anything, and nobody said anything to me, so I'm like, I must go to my dad's house for the fun, right?
Yeah.
So my dad lives nearby, so I head to my dad's house.
Yeah.
No eggs hidden.
Oh.
No, nothing.
Oh, honey. Nothing.
You poor thing.
And no one apologized. No one had an explanation.
Next year you come to my house, you can hunt against my kids.
I don't want to wait till next year. I want it now.
Yeah.
I want an Easter redo. Because being an adult sucks, if that's what it means.
Okay. I feel that.
All right.
I feel that. Jeffrey, what's on your mind?
I need my neighbors to step up.
What do you mean?
Oh, okay.
Do you guys have any idea how many times a week I'm refilling my bird feeders?
Wait, what?
Oh, all the birds are eating at your house?
We're talking hundreds, maybe thousands of seeds gone in a matter of days.
Okay. You refill them
that is this often? Really a thing
yeah.
for you?
He's got
I'm refilling them multiple times a week, not to mention all the hummingbird nectar that I have to make from scratch.
All the sugar water.
And I'm refilling those about three times a week.
Oh,
and
no. Obviously
my neighbors aren't doing anything. It was never like this.
Okay.
Well, because you're running the aviary.
Yeah,
apparently.
You have like an ecosystem in your...
And you know what? At the start, it was kind of fun being the Dr. Doolittle of my neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
But lately, every bird in the area is counting on me now.
Oh.
I need my neighbors to step up
okay. And
feed the stray birds. They are starving if it's not for me, and I don't know how to bring it up to them. Maybe I do a PowerPoint presentation.
What? No.
Here's the amount of seed that I used last year. Here's the amount of seed I'm using this year. It's a 400% increase in seed.
I don't think you're going to be invited to the neighborhood block party.
I don't care about that.
Okay.
I'm just saying, neighbors, do your part. Feed a gosh darn bird.
Oh, wow.
Hashtag feed the birds.
Oh, no. Okay.
Don't make the bird man mad.
Text in to 78592. Tell us what's been on your mind. We really want to know.
Yeah.
Because we care. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.